Behind me, I can hear Mark yelling to me and Sarah yelling at him. I open the first door I find and shut it behind me. Thankfully, there is a lock, which I click into place. I'm in a dark room, strips of negatives hanging on drawing lines. I collapse onto the floor. My head spins, and my hands are burning. Since first seeing the light, I have kept my hands clenched into fists. I look down at them now and see my right hand is still glowing, pulsating. I start to panic. I sit on the floor, sweat stinging my eyes. Both hands are in terrible pain. I knew to expect my legacies, but I had no idea it would include this. I open my hands, and my right palm is shining brightly, the light beginning to concentrate. My left is dimly flickering, the burning sensation almost unbearable. I wish Henri was here. I hope he's on his way. I close my eyes and fold my arms across my body. I rock back and forth on the floor, everything inside of me in pain. I don't know how much time is passing. 1 minute? 10 minutes? The bell rings, signaling the start of the next period. I can hear people talking outside the door. The door shakes a couple times, but it's locked, and nobody will be able to get in. I just keep rocking, eyes closed tightly. More knocks begin to fall on the door, muffled voices that I can't understand. I open my eyes and can see that the glow from my hands has lit up the entire room. I squeeze my hands into fists to try to stop the light, but it streams out between my fingers. Then the door really starts shaking. What will they think of the light in my hands? There's no hiding it. How will I explain it?
John, open the door, it's me, a voice says.
Relief floods through me. Henri's voice. The only voice in the whole world that I want to hear.
Chapter 5. I crawl to the door and unlock it. It swings open. Henri is covered in dirt, wearing gardening clothes as though he had been working outside on the house. I'm so happy to see him that I have the urge to jump up and wrap my arms around him, and I try to, but I'm too dizzy and I fall back onto the floor.
"Is everything okay in there?"
asks Mr. Harris, who is standing behind Henri.
"Everything is fine. Just give us a minute, please," Henri says back.
"Do I need to call an ambulance?"
"No."
The door shuts. Henri looks down at my hands. The light in the right one is shining brightly, though the left dimly flickers as though trying to gain confidence in itself. Henri smiles widely, his face shining like a beacon.
"Ah, thank Lauriane,"
he sighs, then pulls a pair of leather gardening gloves from his back pocket.
"What damn luck that I've been working in the yard. Put these on."
I do, and they completely hide the light. Mr. Harris opens the door and sticks his head through.
"Mr. Smith, is everything okay?"
"Yes, everything is fine. Just give us 30 seconds, Henri says, then looks back to me. "Your principal medals."
I take a deep breath and exhale. I understand what is happening, but why this?
"Your first legacy."
I know that, but why the lights?
"We'll talk about it in the truck. Can you walk?"
I think so. He helps me up. I am unsteady, still shaking. I grab hold of his forearm for support. "I have to get my bag before we leave," I say.
"Where is it?"
"I left it in the classroom."
"What number?"
17.
"Let's get you back to the truck and I'll go get it."
I drape my right arm over his shoulders. He supports my weight by putting his left arm around my waist. Even though the second bell has rung, I can still hear people in the hall.
You need to walk as straight and as normal as you can.
I take a deep breath. I try to gather any bit of strength I might have on reserve to tackle the long walk out of the school.
Let's do this, I say.
I wipe the sweat from my forehead and follow Henri out of the dark room. Mr. Harris is still in the hallway.
Just a bad case of asthma,
Henri tells him and walks past. A crowd of 20 or so people are still in the hallway, and most of them are wearing cameras around their necks, waiting to get into the darkroom for photography class. Thankfully, Sarah isn't among them. I walk as steadily as I can, 1 foot in front of the other. The school's exit is 100 feet away. That is a lot of steps. People are whispering.
What a freak.
Does he even go to school here? I hope so. He's cute.
What do you think he was doing in the dark room to make his face so red? I hear. And everyone laughs.
Just like we can focus our hearing, we can close it off. Which helps when you're trying to concentrate amidst noise and confusion. So, I shut out the noise and follow closely behind Henri. Each step feels like 10, but finally, we reach the door. Henri holds it open for me, and I try to walk on my own to his truck, which is parked up front. For the last 20 steps, I drape my arm around his shoulders again. He opens the truck door, and I scoot in.
You said 17.
Yes.
You should have kept it with you. It's the little mistakes that lead to big mistakes. We can't make any.
I know. I'm sorry. He shuts the door and walks back into the building. I hunch over the seat and try to slow my breathing. I can still feel the sweat on my forehead. I sit up and flip down the sun visor so I can look into the mirror. My face is redder than I thought. My eyes a little watery. But through the pain and exhaustion, I smile. Finally, I think. After years of waiting, after years of my only defense against the Mogadorians being intellect and stealth, my first legacy has arrived. Henri comes out of the school carrying my bag. He walks around the truck, opens the door, tosses my bag on the seat. Thank you, I say.
No problem.
When we're out of the lot, I remove the gloves and take a closer look at my hands. The light in my right hand is beginning to concentrate itself into a beam, like a flashlight, only brighter. The burning is beginning to lessen. My left hand still flickers dimly.
You should keep those on until we're home, Henri says.
I put the gloves back on and look over at him.
He is smiling proudly.
Been a shit long wait, he says.
Huh? I ask. He looks over.
A shit long wait, he says again, for your legacies.
I laugh. Of all the things Henri has learned to master while on Earth, profanity is not one of them. A damn long wait, I correct him.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He turns down our road.
So, what next? Does this mean I'll be able to shoot lasers from my hands or what?
He grins.
It's nice to think so, but no.
Well, what am I going to do with light? When I'm getting chased, am I going to turn and flash it in their eyes like that's supposed to make them cower from me or something?
Patience, he says. You aren't supposed to understand it yet. Let's just get home.
And then I remember something that nearly makes me jump out of my seat. Does this mean we'll finally open the chest? He nods and smiles.
Very soon.
Hell yes, I say.
The intricately carved wooden chest has haunted me my entire life.